Hi, I'm Sarah Evans, and I'm speaking today about the Madeira Bird Sanctuary. The formal name of the small sanctuary across from the Madeira Historical Society on Miami Avenue is the Nellie V. Hosbrook Bird Sanctuary. The current use is as a nature preserve. There's no building on the site, but the original homestead still stands and is privately owned next to the sanctuary. It was deeded to the city of Madeira October 28, 1975. John Hosbrook bought the large parcel that includes this sanctuary from land mogul John Cleves Sims in the late 1780s. An 1881 map shows several adjacent tracts of land, about 200 acres, deeded to John L. and Malin Hosbrook. The Nellie V. Hosbrook Bird Sanctuary is a 0.8-acre nature preserve in the Central Business District of Madeira, across Miami Avenue from the Madeira Historical Society. On any given day, city residents and workers can be seen enjoying this small but jam-packed park. It was donated to the city of Madeira by Nellie V. Hosbrook in 1975. As its name implies, the park is home to many interesting species of bird. Some of the more unusual include pileated woodpeckers, Baltimore Orioles, cedar waxwings, and the barred owl. Many migrating warblers and hawks have taken a rest on their way to other destinations. The best time to spot these irregulars is in the early spring and late fall. The more common species seen in the park include American robin, song sparrow, Carolina wren, and downy woodpecker. Several species of mammal call the park home, including gray squirrels, chipmunks, deer mice, raccoon, and possums. White-tailed deer are commonly seen in the late evening and early morning. In the spring, the wildflower species are an excellent example of this deciduous forest native to this part of Ohio. Species include the real beauties of Ohio, wake robin, trout lily, Virginia bluebells, cutleaf toothwort, dogsfoot violet, and the white trillium, state flower of Ohio. In recent years, efforts have been undertaken by volunteers to rid invasives that have been introduced from adjacent properties. Ground ivy, buttercup, and bamboo have been particularly difficult to eradicate. There are a variety of deciduous trees in the woodlot, and it is a favorite place for schoolchildren to complete their requisite fall leaf collections. These include red and sugar maples, white ash, tulip poplar, red oak, box elder, and burning bush. The park is open dawn to dusk every day. As a former naturalist for the Hamilton County Park District, I'm frequently asked to do programs in the bird sanctuary, and I had an interesting experience with a group of brownies, I believe it was. One of my favorite things to do would be to take the group back into the bird sanctuary and teach them how to walk quietly in the woods so that they wouldn't scare anything. And we'd practice out on the sidewalk, and then we'd go into the woods and see if we could not make any noise. And at the end of the walk, we'd walk quietly into the interior of the sanctuary, and I'd have them lay in a circle with their heads facing in the circle and look up at the sky. And I would take them on a little guided imagery of what it would feel like to fly and be up in the air. And one time when I was with this brownie troop, at the end of the talk, they all stood up and were looking at me, and they looked up and they said, "How did you do that?" And I turned around, and there was a big barred owl on a branch over my shoulder, and they just thought I was magical. And I wish I could do that on every single group I would take in there, but I have not seen that owl in there since then. Now, I've seen one in McDonald Commons, but not in the bird sanctuary.